Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Yeah. Welcome to the Play Experience. I am your hostess with the mostest, Don Bosco Sofera, and one with all beauty, all truth, all justice, all knowing, all source, and all love. Thanks again for joining me on here on this playground of life, where our prime directive is to passionately love and appreciate who we are, whose we are, where we are, and why we are. At the top you heard Pure Imagination by my comrade, my buddy, my good friend, George Carillis. You can find his beautiful music on EZZoneMusic.com. Very much a musician extraordinaire, followed by another musician extraordinaire, my wonderful, beautiful sister of my soul, Sherry Marie, giving us the divine wind, the spirit, the breath, and that beautiful piece entitled Wind. Then you heard Row, Row, Row Your Boat, a beautiful rendition by the babies here in the universe, Jalil and Dakari, making their very, now this is actually their second debut here on the show, on the playground of life. Thank you again for joining me. We're here today as an open source, as an open book, deciding that we are going to be free in our minds, in our souls, in our laughter, in our love, to passionately love and appreciate who we are, whose we are, and why we are. When we consider that we are all source energy, without a doubt, we realize that source energy is the ultimate of life that we want to bite into and get all of and be all of. So when we have our alignment with our body, mind, and spirit, what we are accessing is everything. And though we have this access, we have to organize our energy properly so that we can manage and organize this energy. And when we do, we open up to all of this power. Yes. So, sometimes in our grabbing and biting of the power, we forget to organize it, and it becomes what? Chaos. See, we assume, because when we open the door, you know, to that God that's in everything that's in us, that everything is going to just work out, you know? It's just going to work out. When it's our choice to actually be conscious of how we direct our ideas, our feelings, our thoughts in this lifetime. Because when we organize these and direct these ideas, we then become more conscious of how we are directing our vibration. And as we know, everything is vibration. Everything is energy. And it's time to be mindful of how we're directing this precious energy of ours. It's time to arrange our lives in a by invitation only stance. Because it just makes sense. Because when we do, we find ourselves really conscious about what we are inviting into our space. In every aspect, in our homes, in our businesses, in our personal life, in anything and everything. Nothing is exempt. You know? We have to become aware of the, just where we want to put our energy. I always say, wherever you go, you are. So you have to be sure that wherever you end up, that you're happy about what you got when you get there. Because if you're not happy, if we are not happy, it's simply because we're not paying attention to the way we saw our ideas into play. That's right, I said into play. It's interesting. It's open source energy. We can increase the availability of our energy while we evolve our sense of self. You know, because we have so many other cells that we need to integrate and blend with, you know. And when we blend with this energy, the inevitable happens. It switches our lights on. When we lighten up, we light up. We light up in the darkness of our lives into enlightenment. So I'ma switch on all the lights in this dark room of my life, so I can now, from this moment on, see all that's available to me and for me. Because, you know, it's not important to see everything, but the things that you do see that you don't like, guess what? It's still there. So you might as well just look at it and just say, it's not so important to me anymore. I'm not going to give my power away to this thing. I'm not going to place so much importance on how bad it is. I'm just going to do something really, really cool. I'm going to approach what is disruptive, and not in a conflicting manner, because that is only going to turn it into an enemy. To Satan, the devil, demons. you know all the names that's given to it. You know that we feed that vibration to cause all of the suffering that you see around you. So, if we just decide from our God self to lead the situation, be in the front of the situation, be the director of the situation, and simply tell that energy where to go, what to do, slide aside, Clyde. Okay? Alright? Just slide aside, Clyde. I got this. I'm grateful for what you've shown me, but I just simply don't need you anymore on the front lines, you know? You don't get to hold my attention like that anymore. I'm discerning. I'm deciding not to let you be an obstacle for me anymore. So, you can either follow the leader and make something of yourself. But I just know that you will not be getting my attention anymore. Though you will try, come have some tea, whatever you want to say to me, I don't want none. Because now, right now, I'm going to focus on things that bring me into my balance with myself and balance with the Creator within me. Just not going to spend any more moments trying to work through why you're here, why you're around me, did it come from my parents, did, trying to get rid of you, trying to, you know, send you down to the core of the earth, you know, yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing all kinds of stuff just to pull you out of my space. No longer am I trying to figure you out. You just need to go over here, sit there, right there, and be. You're not in the driver's seat anymore. Yes. Because I'm now committed to using my power productively, where it makes some sense to me. Sense being the key word, because that's what we're working with. We're working with our senses. All the time in our human form, we are dealing with sensing until we get into the dominant part of ourselves, which is our creator self, our God self, our God nature. Because when we get into that God self, we become accountable for ourselves and responsible for what we do with our power. And when we don't take this responsibility, we allow ourselves to get caught up in energy that just doesn't serve us. Sometimes we're comparing things that happen in old relationships to what is happening in the energy now. You know, all of that's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. All we need to do is just find a way to bring in alignment into our lives. All we have to do is tune ourselves to the highest idea of love. And then just automatically, osmosisly, becomes an awakening to less conflict, because all we're doing now is walking our talk for harmony, for peace, for love, for joy. And when we do this, it affects everything. It just works. In very subtle ways, but yes, it works. We see the evidence. We can't miss the evidence. Because guess what? It's going to be right there for us to see. Change. Change. The change that we seek to be, it lights up any situation. And it lifts people up with it. Because we begin to see hope together and change. We begin to see that we are a ripple, a beautiful ripple in this fabric of life. We make a true difference to what happens by our decisions for ourselves. So it's really about, as though contrary to popular opinion, it's about being self-centered in a true way. Because when you are, you don't need to look for anything or anyone to do anything first before the light comes on for you or for us. No need to get caught up in doom and gloom and how we can figure this out and figure that out and how we can not have this and, oh my gosh, we gotta have such a lovely rosy face. Just do you, boo. Work with your energy. And you will recognize what is right. You will see that when you face life and see the adversity, that is only coming up to remind us that there's something out of alignment in our ultimate idea about what life is for us. You know? It's time to simply pay attention to where we are, why we are, and whose we are. Our open source to truth. So, who am I? If you ask yourself that, just sit with that. Who am I? Where do I stand in life? How am I moving in life? What are my thoughts that I'm keeping? What are the feelings I'm holding close to my heart? What am I saying right now in this moment? What is it? What am I talking about? What's my attitude about life? What am I doing with this thing called life? Am I in charge? Am I accountable? I'm laughing because this question is for all of us. Am I responsible for this, my precious life? Where I put myself right here, right now. It's just so very important to know this, you know? This is a real powerful, powerful, powerful energy and time that we're in. There's so many things that are being sought out and so many things that are being seen. And I tell you, we can't run away. We can't run away because we're here. There's people who decide that, you know, it's time, I'm not the one for this. So I'm going to run, and I'll check y'all out later. Y'all continue to have fun, you know, and it's okay that they made that decision, but what decision are you making right now? What is your choice now about life? How you going to do this? I'm going to give you a moment to think about it. Because we're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to continue this conversation about the open source that we are and how we can resource ourselves to the highest degree for our lives and how we can be on purpose, in passion, and in truth with just who we are right now, and okay with everything that has happened, knowing that all the time that we feel like we wasted is going to be multiplied back to us. We don't have to worry about what words we're going to say this and how we're going to say that. We just only need to be free. So I'll be right back on the other side as we continue our conversation about being, becoming the open source, the true life artist. Be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative self. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family, too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples' event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. this event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org. Or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Well, welcome back to the Play Experience. So, we're talking about shifting. We're talking about shifting into what we know is true. Where we stand in life, how we're moving, what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we're saying, what our attitudes are. Being accountable, being responsible for our lives and where we put ourselves. See, it's so important to know this because everything that is happening to us individually is also happening collectively. And human nature is not playing with us. It's like it's taken over. It's tired of conflict. It's gotten old. It's decrepit. It's outdated. It has weakened the social structures, the political structures. Everything is collapsing. And as humans, we have a call to connect with certain people, ideas, certain places. And we simply just need to focus on the follow-through. The follow-through of these ideas. So that we can get to exist on all levels. And then when we do get, we exist on those levels, we are alerted to all the information from our source and our higher aspects of ourselves, which is already dealing with successes, you know, and always giving us prompts to the very next step. So it's really important for us to just pay attention to the feelings and info that we get from them. So the arrangements that we decide to endeavor upon of our own existence, we are the arrangers, we are the directors. So the arrangements we are making, it heads us towards a future that's already existing on other levels of possibility. And we don't have to, again, we don't have to have a full picture of what it is. Because we'll be just like a child in a toy store for the first time. You know, and we'll be going from hither to thither, okay? All over the place, like, oh my goodness, oh yeah, this, oh yeah, that, oh, can you imagine? No, because it would be total chaos again. So it's good to get things in right timing. And just conceive the idea that we are everything. We are everything that exists. And that's how we know that we will have everything available to us at the right time. Just know that we are every sound, every concept, every vibration. Every tree, every animal, I mean everything, we are everything. So when we bring together our energies of ourselves, these selves, we have many selves and we collect them as we grow. And when we do, we have more of a sense of who we are right now, shifting in the structure of all human nature. And right now, we're bringing more light into our systems, our bodies, our physiological systems. And they're raising, it's raising to a new vibration. And so, what's going to happen? The laws of physics are going to alter as well, you know? So we really have to be very care-filled in adapting to this new vibration, this new energy. You know, some of us are, you know, I'm hearing all types of, you know, complaints about different things. Nausea, feeling heavy, feeling dizzy. Vision blurred, popping in the ears. The feeling of depression, even though you're not. It's all adapting to this new frequency that we're in. We're in it, whether we like it or not. We're starting to realize that we just don't want to put up with the same paradigm anymore. We don't want to deal with the same thing. And we just need to stay on this vibe, this vibration of by invitation only. We only want things that we invite into our lives. How we want to be. You know, we are already the success of good communication. We're already confident, really, in our real selves. We already are. You see? So our mind, body, and spirit knows this very naturally. It is very natural. Because we're created to know this, quite simply. And we got caught up. We got caught up because that was the chore, to get caught up in the emotions. But using the same emotions, we can now create something different. Move away from the limitations of what's available to us. Because when we lead our lives, what we're really doing is engaging with the part of us that knows everything. That highest part of us that knows everything and that informs all the other parts of ourselves what the real deal is, what the skinny is. I love it. What the really deal is. Really, dearly, silly. So before we make any moves, we really need to give the command to our bodies, etc., every part of us. Okay, this is God speaking, and this is the plan. Okay, this is what we're going to do. All right? This is what we're doing today, right now, this moment. And if you're wondering what else we're going to do later, I'll get back to you. Don't worry about that. Just let's do this right now. You know, we've gotten so distracted. You know, with technology, as blessed as it is, has consumed what we really, really, really know within ourselves. So much so that we forget to tell ourselves what's going on with ourselves. we plug into so many different things, you know, music, technology, all those are great and fantastimo. I'm a lover of sound. But because we're moving into higher levels naturally, it's time to really pay attention to our nature, our God nature. Because when we speak of this nature, this consciousness, you know, when we speak of consciousness, we're talking about the force of life. you know? Sometimes we get caught up and the words get in the way, you know? So we have to get it in the feelings. What are my emotions telling me? What are my emotions telling me? You know? Let our God self do the talking. Because our energies are already, we're already programmed to know. It's in that quiet space, that still point, that we get the massive measure, that we begin to listen to the sweet voice of the Creator within us. And when we listen, we see more. And we see more because we are more. So I don't have to tell you that, right? Because obviously, when we don't see that we are more, then we're not actually seeing what the truth is. So it's about organizing our frequencies. I can't say it enough. It is about organizing our frequencies in such a way that it works for us and it complements others. So we put a new spin on being self-centered. It's really okay to be in the center of self, because everything there only expands and serves the further. And sometimes when we discover this, when we evolve to this and change, this will upset. This will bring some upset around you now. what's she on about? What is she talking about? You know, she started talking crazy. I don't know what's going on with her right now. Friends and family, they love you. They do love you. But they will not be pleased. Understand that they're not going to be pleased, because you're never going to be the same again once you start taking the steps. Don't blame them. Don't blame them. Don't judge them. Because no one is right or wrong. Just breathe. Breathe it in. Breathe in this power, because we have the power to do more. We have the power to be more. We have the power to create more in any given moment. All we have to do is just look. Look at how great we are. Look at the greatness. Think about, what do I know? What do I know? Because you know everything. But a lot of times, because we're not in our God self and we're not listening to the prompt, we're not involved in the harmony that's really, really, really there. We're not walking in the harmony or forgetting that we are actually God. We are holding that. That's our dominant personality, if you will. So if we start sitting with, what actually do I know right now? What's really there that I know today? Not what I think, what I hope, none of that. Okay, let's just throw that out into the river, the sea, the ocean. Throw it as far as you can, okay? It's irrelevant. The only thing that's important right now, okay, yeah, she's revving up. Okay, calm down, Obasa. Calm down, calm down. Because the passion is about knowing that thou art God. These things I do, and you shall do greater things. Why? You ask. Because you are God. You are God's. You belong. Yes, you belong. Yes indeed. And it's all about deciding what works. Asking yourself, what works for me? And when you know that, you will always be aligned with that force, that powerful force. It's just about listening. It all goes back to listening. Being led and leading. Being led and leading. It's the same. One and the same. They talk about being a good follower is being a good leader. Your own, what are you following? What's your lodestar? What is your lodestar? What are you following in life? What's telling you what to do? It's time. It's time. And as we allow ourselves to be, to commit to being greater and more, then it doesn't just affect us, but it affects everything around us. Everything. It affects everything we do, our whole approach. So what we do is felt by all, everything. The bees outside, the leaves on the trees. It's going to resonate to your vibration, to our vibration. So just take a moment to decide whether you're going to resonate to such a high vibration that the world will hear your soul and your sound. It's so strong that the resonance will change lives forever. Human nature is such that what you do will always make a difference. So why not? Why not be the organizer of your own thoughts, your own words, and your own deeds? Get off being, just stop being on autopilot, waiting for something else outside of the God self that you are, and stay conscious in the God part of you, which will always govern the thoughts, your words, your deeds in the proper fashion. It's called being spiritually mature on all levels. And it's just right here for us to take it on and decide that we're going to look today at our world differently. We're going to change how we see everything and how it sees us. Since it's all one anyway, you know, this is just a 360 degree curve. Yes, indeed. How big are you willing to expand? How far does your love extend? Does it extend past your friends and your family? How far will you go? If there's any barriers, what would they be? Because your God self knows everything. Your human self has a sense of everything. So when we visit the God part more, that's when we start having these epiphanies. You know, somewhere along the line, we just got caught up in not knowing, but we know. Oh, I'm telling you, we know. It's just being honest about what you know right now in this moment and accessing more, because the more is always there. It's always there. So I'm deciding today, you know, I'm making all these declarations, to engage in the God part of me more, to listen intently to my life, and know that I am exactly where I choose to put myself. I'm right here. Right here where I want to be. And from this place, I decide, I'll look right at it, and I'll see what I need to change right here, right now. Because it's all about the arrangements we make for our lives. It's time to move away from I don't know and talk about what I do know. Because whatever you do know for sure, it's going to be profound. Whatever you do know for sure. Not what you think, not what somebody told you. Okay? It's what you know for sure. We have a barometer to know. Yeah? We've been given that motion. That emotion. To ride that magical wave. To know. Because that wave leads one source. It leads right to the source of things. It's a gift. So it's good to turn around to people that you know and say, well, what do you know today? This is what I know. And even if it's just one or two things, it's best that you recognize. Because if you can recognize that you know those two things, then guess what? You can now go and be at peace about it and more in alignment about that to get more. The more we embrace ourselves, the more we know what role we are going to play right now and navigate our own course. It's peace, people. It's peace. So we can create all sorts of possibilities in our lives right now. We can be all humanity needs right now. We can align with all its needs right now. We can come up with the good. Because we have one foot in the door with our God self, with our God nature all the time. We always have one foot in the door. See, we can take our whole bodies and put it in when we choose. Or our whole energies and put it in when we choose. However you want to put it. But we can get in there. So putting this all together, bringing ourselves all together, is what the world needs from us at this time. We came here making deals before. Well, we came here already have made deals. Yeah, we already made the deals. But, you know, I'm just feeling, because it's time. We're bringing up our children in a way that now must include teaching them about their minds, their bodies, and their spirits. And then once we begin to practice what we preach, and we walk in front of them as pure examples, it's the consciousness of choices will be off the Richter scale. You know? And the vibration, what they will see, well, they will know that they're the only barriers that are there is the ones that they put there. So all we need to do is pause and see and then make an assessment. Because sometimes things happen for us in life just so we can stop and make an assessment. Not because we were good or bad or some demon came in and did it. And sometimes things just happen so we can stop. Look at the things that have happened for you recently. Check it out. If you don't believe me, check it out within yourself. God is love. God is frequency. God is energy. God is vibration. How will you take this energy and move it? How will you love yourself and find a way to be God every day? Because conflict is only a lack of arrangement of your energy. It's only, that's what it is. You're not directing your energy properly. If you're running into conflict, don't blame the other person. Because we're not built to sustain pressure. We just need to know when to rest. We need to know when to give ourselves maintenance. So, speaking of maintenance, take time to meditate. Because anything that makes your body, mind, and spirit sing in harmony, that's what you want. And that's what meditation does. So, I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you. And I'm going to leave you for the moment. But I'll be back on the playground next week. With bells on. I'm going to take you out. With George Skrillis. Guess what it is? Breathe. Breathe. It's time to breathe. Yes, indeed. I love you. I bless you. And I thank the Creator for you. From Pastor Out.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.